Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, a lot to react to on a reaction Monday, Victory Monday, Mad Dog Monday for the Texans. But this was a crazy ass day in college football on Saturday, and I just was that the biggest moment in Vanderbilt sports history? Now I will say,
it's gotta be.
They have won two College World Series baseball championships in 2019 and 2014. So they have won an NCAA championship. But is this was what happened Saturday? Yes. Was it beating Alabama?
Yes. Absolutely.
It's bigger than a championship.
If you're
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Is Vanderbilt beating Alabama, number one Alabama, who just came off of that classic against Georgia, is that bigger than winning baseball national championships? Going to stupid ass Omaha and winning baseball national championship, is that bigger? Just one game.
It's not bigger for me, but I guarantee you that Vandy fan base, if you're...
You think it's the biggest moment for them?
Absolutely. They'll be talking about that for years. I bet they ain't even mentioned that baseball championship. I bet you half the fan base have a hard time telling you what year it was. Yeah, no, did you see they carried the damn goalpost down to Broadway?
I was going to say, they took it down.
And if you've, the crazy thing is, if you ever been...
Yeah, they probably didn't do that for the baseball championship.
No, hell no. I bet you they didn't even, half of them didn't even go to Broadway. If you've ever been to Nashville, Ron, you've been more recent than I have. But that's a long
that's
ass
a hell
way,
of a
man.
Walk, man. That's a hell of a walk.
They ain't talking
about that's West Nashville.
Yeah, yeah, and they're walking all the way to downtown. Now I understand Broadway reaches down all the way. Still, that ain't the Broadway they're talking about.
Broadway. They took it down the main spot.
That joker. When I saw it last, the video I saw, they were on Broadway in the middle of all the damn Big Red and. All the
I saw passing the stage.
Yes, indeed, man. That's a haul now.
Someone texted, absolutely. No way. No. A national championship is bigger than beating Alabama.
I think it, as we just sit here and chat, I think it is too. But I'm telling you, I'm talking about the way the fan base reacted.
Well, you say, will you remember which moment was bigger?
There is zero doubt about it. I mean,
Tyler shook it down. Because I think Tyler, if A&M won an SEC championship, that would be bigger than
the
basketball team winning a national championship. Oh yeah, I think if the Texas
Manziel beating Alabama is bigger than any other sport winning a national championship.
Was that moment bigger? Is that moment?
I mean, that's arguably the biggest moment in A&M athletics history.
Is it really?
Yes.
I guess they don't. That's bigger than the indoor track and field championships, I think.
Oh yeah,
they have.
And the ladies basketball championship.
Like for you as a fan, because if Arkansas won an SEC football championship, is that bigger than what Nolan Richardson did?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Is it really? I'm just a Tyler.
If you consider yourself a football, air quotes, just, football school.
So if Buzz led them to a national championship, they won it all.
I would have a grand time with it. I'd celebrate it. It'd be awesome. But
it's not as big as if y'all went to Atlanta.
No.
And
not even close.
And beat Alabama for the SEC championship. Not even close. And you too, the same thing.
Well, I'm just saying the way I would respond, and the energy and happiness and enjoyment, entertainment I would get out of it would be tenfold more. I mean, it's not even remotely close. Now, your basketball guys aren't going to say that. People aren't going to say that. I get that, but I'm just
Pat Bradley would fight you right here.
Yeah, Pat would fight me right now. No question about it. He would understand it though. He would. I mean, I just look. Here's the deal. Like, baseball winning a national title or Arkansas beating Georgia this year?
Yeah.
I mean, beating the number one team in the country.
Y'all know I love Arkansas beat
LSU when they were number one in the country with Darren McFadden. And that's one of the biggest moments in Razorback history.
Yeah.
Now, so is Nolan Richardson in the national championship.
Hogs are winners.
Scotty Thurman, that was a big moment.
That was big.
Shot that was against Duke, against Grant Hill and Duke.
Yep.
Scotty Thurman.
Raindrop, baby.
But let Sam pull out an SEC championship.
Thurman hit me up the other day. Let me know how to get rid of possums, man.
That's not true. Scotty Thurman hit you up the other day and let you know.
I posted something on Twitter about
needing to get, let you know how to get rid of possums.
Needing to get rid of a possum.
Scotty Thurman.
I posted something on social media about getting rid of a possum up at one of my rental properties in Fayetteville. I'm not a possum, a raccoon. It was a raccoon, actually. And he just sent me a text.
That's wild. Hey, it was a wild day. I mean, I was thinking what A&M did is they beat number 9, a top 10 team, Missouri. And I mean, not just beat them, beat the hell out of them.
What?
But that was just one. Vandy, as we talked about, upset, the biggest upset in years, beating Alabama at home. And I just... like, I'm watching that game, and I continue to think. I'm flipping back and forth to it. I continue to believe, okay, Alabama's going to take control. Every time I turned over, it seemed like Vanderbilt was in the red zone. Every time I turned over, and they added to the lead. And I'm like, man, this thing is going to happen. But then Tennessee goes down to your Hogs late in the night. Miami got lucky. They're down 35-10 with 3 minutes left in the third. And then the Heisman Trophy front runner. I'm sorry, I think Travis Hunter has been great, but this is about the second time that he's done this. They get lucky and win. But USC loses on the road at number 11 to Minnesota. Michigan loses at Washington, number 10. As we said, Missouri gets the doors blown off of them by the Aggies. It was a crazy, crazy day in college football.
Wild. It was wild. I'm gonna take Vandy out of the mix, the Vandy Bama game, because that's clearly one. I mean, that's
one of the biggest ups. One of the top 100 upsets in the history of Vandy, college football.
Vandy is arguably the most disrespected Power 5, Power 4 program in America.
Earlier this year, Saban said the only place he ever went as a head coach with Alabama that was not intimidating whatsoever was Vanderbilt.
Yeah, perfect. Disrespect, right? I mean, but the name
of their football arena is the same as their basketball.
There you go. I totally understand why, but the fact of the matter is that is find me a Power Five, however you look at it now, program that's more disrespected than Vanderbilt, and they just knocked off the number one team in the country.
They have earned it though over time.
Fair. No, I get it. But
you know what? They have been feisty this year.
Yeah.
Now they pulled out. They've had a couple of games. Like, they had Missouri on the ropes, on the road. They went to OT. Who was it? Virginia Tech? They got Virginia. So they've been feisty this year.
Hey, true story. Vanderbilt recruited me coming out of high school. And I never
gave it a chance.
The first five schools that, because I didn't quarterback my junior year, I only quarterback my senior year. So the first five schools that offered, and with an offer in hand, I took my visit. Vandy was one of them. I go to Vandy, right? And I didn't know anything about it. I get there, Ron, and the coach, the newer coach, he's going through like how bad they've been. Swear to God, if I'm lying, I'm dying, man. I looked him dead in the eye. I said, Coach, I ain't your guy. he said, well, what do you mean? I said, Coach, I'm not the caliber player you need to fix that problem. Okay. I ain't good enough.
Oh, you're talking about I'm not good enough.
I'm not good enough.
Said, I'm not your guy.
No, I was honest to God. Like, I need a lot of help, Coach. I am not the guy that can fix that problem right there.
I ain't got no use for you.
I said, no.
Bry told you could start right off the bat.
Oh, he told me. They tried to roll out the red carpet. I knew something was wrong right out of the gate, man. Instead, I go to Arkansas.
They don't even need my number. Let me get in here and see the city.
Come on, you kidding me?
I know it was a different Nashville than today, but
it was better back then, Ron. I'm going to tell you, it's overwhelming right now. Even for me, a guy that enjoys the social life, it's overwhelming right now, man. It's too much, too busy, I liked it when it was a little bit more slower motion. But anyway.
Yeah, painting up the street.
Come on, man. Hey, of these upsets, Tyler, you're going to like this. I think the biggest win was A&M. These are all monster wins, like you said.
Dig them.
But I think the biggest one, Ron, I think is A&M. One, it was 41-10.
Yeah, and never close. They shot up 10 spots in the polls.
Well, that's right. I didn't realize that yet. I didn't check that yet.
Yeah, but 15.
That doesn't surprise me at all. But then that's exactly why I think it's the biggest upset. Because A&M is a team – like Arkansas is not, Washington's not, Minnesota's not. I mean, these aren't teams that they may not even be ranked after this.
Ranked, baby.
But when you look at A&M, like, that was a monster upset because it's going to catapult you into an opportunity to make a run into that 12-team playoff.
Keep going, Dirty. Keep talking.
Yeah, I think it is Arkansas here.